Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Hey, everybody, listening right now on 680news.com. This is 680's music reporter, Rudy Blair. We are here at Wham Bam. Of course, we've had a lot of great acts who are performing here. We've got Kesha. We've got LMFAO. We actually had Danny Fernandez hang around here backstage, which was fantastic. Carl Wolf, and of course, Akon is going to be performing too. But you know, this thing is all about the fans, and I've got some of the fans here with me. Give me each of your names, please.
Cassandra.
Melissa. Victoria. Sarah.
Okay, so were you guys excited about being here at Wham Bam?
Yes.
So excited.
Okay, what was it about Wham Bam when you guys heard about it? I mean, give me your thoughts and trying to get tickets. I mean, what did you guys do to
My
get tickets?
My friends actually went last year, and I saw the pictures and the videos and just everything they said about it. It seemed like I had to go. So this year, like, right when tickets came out, I got them, and it's just like, it's, I don't know, just the energy. It's so exciting. Like, I'm just so glad to be here.
And LMFAO and Kesha are the two biggest partying artists, so to have them here is the ultimate party.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, for you guys, I mean, we're talking like, what, a couple of weeks away from school starting?
Yeah,
I mean, is this something you're going to get a chance to brag to your friends about?
Yeah, definitely.
I'll be jealous.
Yeah, highlight of our summer.
Definitely a highlight. So, yeah, I mean, you mentioned about Kesha. I mean, is Kesha the one that you guys are all looking forward to seeing?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so give me a what is it about Kesha that you guys love so much?
It's like, Kesha's like different from everyone, and she's not like afraid to do like crazy things and just like, but she's like true to herself and like everyone, you know. And she's
is the same thing for you, for Kesha?
Yeah, I just love her craziness and getting dressed up just to go see her concert. It's just great.
Okay, now you have a great story because you seem to be the ultimate Kesha fan.
Yes. Okay, well, it all started last year, January 2010. Okay. So I first went to Kesha's party at the Mod Club, and then when I was there with my friend, we texted to win backstage passes, and we got those. So that's the first time I met Kesha, and I gave her a necklace, so that's what she knows me by, the girl who gave her a necklace, because I tell her that every time I see her. And then I saw her at the MMVAs with Much Music. We entered a contest, My Date with Kesha. But we didn't win, but they liked our video, so they called us for an audition, and we got through. So during the MMVAs, when she was done singing TikTok, a bunch of kids came on stage, and I was one of those kids. So it was cool rehearsing with her throughout the day and stuff, and got to talk to her. And then I saw her last year at the Rihanna concert here, and Kesha opened up for her, and I also won backstage passes to meet Kesha there, and she remembered me as the girl who gave her the necklace, so that was cool. And then I saw her this past April at the Cool House. I went to her concert, but I didn't meet her, but that's okay. We needed a little break, okay? So she wouldn't think I was stalking her.
Yo, stalker.
And then now here, the fifth time seeing her.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are all, of course, young. I mean, is this something you're going to remember for the rest of your lives?
When
I mean, are you going to tell your kids and your grandkids?
Yes. It's incredible. Like, when I'm just standing there dancing to the music, looking around at all the fans just like putting their hands up in the air, it's like I'm taking a picture in my head of this moment. Like, it's incredible. It's amazing.
So this is for you guys the summer ever.
Yes. Amazing.
Definitely.
Fantastic. Guys, I want to say thank you so much for coming over here to speak with
thank
me
you.
And giving an old guy like me some lessons here when it comes to figuring out how to party for the summer. So thank you so much for this.
Thank you for having us.
And like I said, it's all about the fans. That's what Wham Bam is all about. This is 680's music reporter Rudy Blair here at the Molson Canadian Amphitheater for the KISS 92.5 Wham Bam.